Now plots upon plots makes the Jesuit smile, who do think our nation at last to beguile, whilst divisions grow rife and crowding come in, whilst schismatics clamour and rail at the sin which themselves have contrived, for here it is plain they were wheeling the kingdoms to 40 again. Whilst thus were divided, the Pope has his will, and thinks that at last he his coffers shall fill with Protestant plunder to make him amends for the infinite store that he yearly expends to raise war and bloodshed and to carry on his private designs to the devil best known. For he's his grand counselor who so oft tried the way for to conquer is first to divide. For England united, not Rome, no, nor hell, have the power for to shake, nor once for to quell. Ourselves are the causers still of all our woe, whilst Protestants seek to o'erthrow. Read but the scriptures, and there you will find a kingdom divided could never yet stand. Then let all those whose brains they did fume with the hills of sedition, or have dared to presume to think ill of their king, let them do so no more, but a pardon of mercy and goodness implore. Which will grieve to the heart our blood-seeking foe, who for this 100 years has sought our woe. By plots and devices then let us agree, let presbyter yield unto just monarchy, beneath whose protection they happy may live, and stiff-necked Baptists their errors retrieve. When a king that so gracious does over us reign, what good man has reason or cause to complain? No, there's none for all such may happily live, and enjoy peace and plenty which heaven does give. By union our church so firm founded will stand, that in vain all foes then against her may band. Let religious cavils that late have been bred all cease, that the feet they may join with the head, and cordially let each his loyalty prove by striving to conquer each other in love, and let kind union allegiance create, that the king and his kingdoms may ever be great. Then shall proud France no more dare to frown, lest our bold armies should take her pride down. We conquering ensigns to Rome might extend, if each man was faithful and true to his friend. Thereto unhive the old Pope and his crew, and lead them in triumph to London to view. The object of envy at which they still aim, and wish that once more they could see it in flame. But in vain they might wish, if once we agree to support the great throne of true majesty, to maugre all Christendom as we have done, when by strict union the nation was won. Then let each sect their pretenses lay down, and to him submit that does wear England's crown. And let us like brethren in strict amity to root out the Pope and his agents agree, that the nations may happy remain and be blessed, whilst we are of plenty and pleasure possessed. Then that proud monarch passed out we might awe, who undertakes to give Christendom law, and live in safety in spite of the power of the scarlet whore, who does seek to devour our lives and our fortunes, to which we make way when our king and his laws we dare disobey. On such weak pretenses as are not worth name, then who but yourselves have you reason to blame? If popery thrives and the upper hand get, whilst murmuring against a good king you do sit, under whose reign you so happy might be, then cease such division and let us agree.